Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. As the government brings into force tighter restrictions to lockdown measures already in place, concern is growing for the elderly living in retirement homes. It has been estimated that between 100 to 150 EHPAD homes have already been affected by the coronavirus. These figures were released by the head of France's Hospital Federation, although the number of homes nationally has not yet been confirmed. France remains the country with the third highest number of deaths in Europe after Italy and Spain. Over 1,000 people have now died from the virus. The advice being given by the government scientific committee is a 6-week period of self-isolation to stop the virus from spreading. This has yet to be approved by the government. The Council of Ministers will hold a meeting today to discuss urgent measures to tackle the current crisis, including new emergency health laws. However, there are urgent economic matters to consider, such as financial support for businesses through setting up a dedicated fund. As the health system feels the strain, the Employment Minister Muriel Pénicaud has directed student nurses in the Île-de-France region to assist in local hospitals. She has released funding of €18 million to pay the 9,000 students whose studies will be suspended while they work on the front line. President Macron is visiting the newly constructed military hospital in Mulhouse today. As one of the most affected areas in France, the head of state will observe firsthand the difficulties faced by medical staff. To further relieve the pressure on the Alsace region, 20 patients with COVID-19 are being transported by train to neighbouring regions where hospitals are less inundated. In line with the stricter measures brought in by the government yesterday, French citizens are obliged to carry an updated version of the self-signed permit, giving their reasons to leave the house. The certification can be found on the government website. Greater limits have been placed on those wanting to leave their homes for physical or sporting reasons. Elsewhere in the world, India has now placed itself under lockdown conditions, while in Brazil, President Bolsonaro has dismissed the coronavirus hysteria and has urged civilians to return to work. And finally, some good news from China, where the government has lifted travel restrictions in the province of Hubei. Certain conditions still need to be adhered to, and the city of Wuhan will need to wait until the 8th of April at the earliest before quarantine laws are fully lifted. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.